time.
I'll call the September 8th Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Is excused.
Commissioner Leone?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Is excused.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm waiting for Colin over here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet, you have minutes from the meeting of August 18th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to go out of order here a sec and go to D2, Gwalahari Semai of Wisconsin Dance Event. Done it before.
Yeah, move to approve.
Seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to D1. A Rock Sports Complex signage, Mr. Fuchs. Mr. Deedle.
The applicant is here if you have any questions. They're asking for permission to put up banners on the large fence that's on the side facing of the rock, facing towards 76. They have a banner on it now. They would like to be able to put banners up there on a permanent basis. Each individual banner would not be on a permanent basis. But they would have banners whenever they get arrangements or contracts with other people who want to put them up. Essentially, the banner right there right now is what they're asking for, that size on that fence, 60 feet by 20 feet, 1,200 feet total. There would be banners on the fence. They have a spotlight. They would like to keep that spotlight to light up the sign. And staff and this would be a PDD amendment. One of the options they chose, or one of the options available to them, they chose this one, PDD amendment, because they claim that this is a unique situation. Staff's recommending, if the council wants to recommend approval, or just as on its face value, that staff's recommending this is a PDD minor amendment. So that would be a motion that the planning commission would have to make. But for the actual request itself, staff is recommending denial.
Let's do first things first. Is there a motion to determine that the proposed amendment is a minor amendment?
So move.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Joel.
And for the request itself, staff is recommending denial. We point out that there are sign regulations and elements to sign regulations contained not only in the UDO, but in the municipal code and in the PDD ordinance for the rock itself. This does not fit any of those three. We think it's an excessive request, particularly at this time. And then lastly, we think it could potentially set a bad precedent for signage for the rest of the ballpark commons. I anticipate that at some point during the approval process for all these ballpark common components, the apartments, the stadium, the indoor sports facility, that there's going to be a request for signage. I further anticipate that the request for signage could be a lot of signage. I don't want to set any precedent at this time, and another element of that would be I would expect that staff would recommend for the larger ballpark commons, something along the line of a master sign program, where we would, in exchange for having a lot of signage, we would have quality considerations, the materials, the signs are made out of replacement for the signs. All those things would be addressed. At that point, I would be open to reconsidering this. But until that point, I would be recommending that. And so staff is recommending no. However, like usual, if staff is recommending no, we still provide something in case the planning commission or council wants to approve it. So what we're suggesting, if that's the case where you want to go, something more like, not quite, but sort of similar to a temporary signage situation. It would permanently have this space But each individual banner would be limited to 30 days, and each specific banner topic would be only once a year, not lit, and 30 days, 30 square feet. That was the other part, 30 square feet. I would expect that the applicant would address their needs, but those criteria I picked up from bits and pieces from the surrounding communities in similar situations, but not exactly the same. And Nick pointed out many communities, temporary signage is not a permanent space. It's just temporary signage. Once a year, twice a year, that's it, not a permanent space. I would be proposing that you could have that permanent space. Each individual banner would be temporary. So that's a suggestion if Planning Commission or Council wanted to approve something. But staff is, our recommendation is recommendation of denial.
Questions for staff? Commissioner Leanne.
So I have some questions for the applicant, if that's okay, or do we want to wait?
Sure.
Okay.
Bill, come on up. Give your name and address for the record. You can come on up, sit down. You're an applicant.
An address?
Yep.
Bill Zimmerman, the Rock address or my home address?
Whatever you want.
39300 North Lake Road, Antioch, Illinois.
Mr. Zimmerman, thank you. I read through your application and had read through the staff recommendation and suggestions that Mr. Dietl just covered, understanding that this would be asking for an exception. Also understanding that any temporary signage creates a sense of impermanency to whatever it's advertising, that it's not something that's going to be fixed there like something with the master sign program. Why, beyond what you have in your application, should we make an exception to that when we're looking for, whether it be ballpark commons or as it is the Rock right now, something that has a more permanent feel to it? Why should we allow this exception to that rule, if you will?
Yeah, good question. My role, to give you guys a little bit of background, is over all of corporate partnerships. So what I look to do is be able to bring in revenue into the Rock in order to fuel some of the things that we're doing future state as well. So that's sort of how the Chick-fil-A signage on the 76th Street side came about. And that's sort of the unique situation because we're looking to work with our partners who are sort of, some are national partners, which is another unique scenario compared to our other like complexes. It's sort of a, you know, what we think more of a sports tourism location. So again, that makes it a bit more unique in that situation. So I guess that's a bit of background and why I think it's a bit of an exception to allow some of that signage.
Okay, and so would it be fair to say that you think that if it were a requirement to have the permanent signage under, say, a master sign program, as Mr. Dietl outlined, that that would inhibit your ability to bring in some of that national or other, you know, regional businesses?
If we weren't allowed to bring
if the commission were to recommend no and the council were to follow that recommendation to not make this exception, do you think that that would inhibit your ability to work with some of the businesses that you're talking about bringing in who would only want to do temporary signage?
Yeah, because what we have right now is allocated towards that signage on 76th Street, so that would impact that revenue that we generated from that placement. So it would inhibit that piece of it.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to be clear that what we're discussing today is the outside of the fence.
Right.
Not inward-facing signs.
Right, outward-facing.
Which, frankly, I have no issue with. That's your business. But we're going to do Alderman Dendry, then city engineer.
Well, Bill, thanks for coming. I'm not sure if you attended any of the licensing meetings in the past. This issue has been on licensing for the last 2 years. The problem that I've got is that you've gone ahead and put signage out there without the city's approval. And now we're being asked today, after 2 years, okay, And this is where I've got the problem. Okay, we've gone ahead as business people and just went and did it, and now we're asking for the graces of the city to change an ordinance. And you're doing it wrong. Well, you're doing it right now, but you did it wrong from the beginning. And that's not where you win from our perspective, okay? Or the common council. That's where it upsets me, okay? It's because we made decisions without getting the proper approvals from the beginning, okay? And you've got a lot at bay in regards to the project that's in front of the common council and is moving forward, okay? And this is where I see the recommendation of of staff to say, hey, let's hold back. Let's see what's going to develop here. I don't want to set precedents. And maybe the slap on the wrist that we did in licensing the last year, it wasn't strong enough. And this is a message to say, hey, we as a city are acting in good faith. We've got ordinances. We want you to come to us first before we go ahead and make moves. I understand that there's a revenue stream. Every business has various revenue streams. But you got to do it right.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. And you're right, I wasn't involved in the licensing meetings previously.
Mm-hmm.
And try to take the steps prior to that sign going up to get the sign permit with Fred. But just with a lack of response. So I was sort of, just acting on, what shoe comes first. But
sure.
Absolutely agree with there's a correct process for it. And think we're happy to work with everyone to make sure that that makes sense.
I've got a question for Joel. Joel, do we have anything in those conditions with the Ballpark Commons that talks about licensing? No?
Well, in general, no. Nothing in specific either. The closest that I can think of off the top of my head is just that all our approvals have a condition that the project development always has to get all other city approvals.
We've got a condition in there regarding lighting for the future. Now, they're proposing in this request to have permanent lighting on this sign. They have
one spotlight
illuminated all through the evening?
By assumption, yes.
Okay, and I know that you had a recommendation that the lighting would be not permitted in there. Can you tell me about the signs that are on Franklin Little League?
I keep forgetting to drive out there, but I did check Google Earth.
Okay.
Google Earth, I see
none. Well, Google Earth, if you drive by, you're going to see signs up there, and that's my, we're allowing.
They're on the inside.
They're on the inside.
Okay. So they're facing on the outfield fence facing towards home plate.
Or are they on the backstops?
I don't recall ever seeing one on the backdrop.
I know there are signs on
those.
I don't know.
That's your district.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, okay.
I'll confirm there are some signs on the backstops.
Okay.
I've seen.
Okay. So we've got conflicting issues here that how can I say it for one, and I'm playing the devil's advocate here, Bill. Okay. But you should know this answer. I'm trying to figure out what's the best remedy. Okay.
The root cause or the root situation here would be we only respond to complaints.
The root problem is Bill, those are no bigger than a 4x6 sign. Here's this 60 by 20. Okay, so I'm bringing this up as common knowledge here that there's multiple issues out here that can be swaying our decision, and it may be best to allow this to be pushed toward what we're going to do with the whole project.
Yeah, like you mentioned before, master signage, that's obviously a big component on what we'll be doing go forward.
And Joel, also, changing this, is this just for this site, or does it change the whole city's ordinance?
Their request is just for The Rock, and they're claiming that it's different than UDO. That was one of their options, was to do a UDO text amendment. They chose not that route. They chose this PDD amendment instead.
Okay.
I would also argue that I don't think it's that significant. I think the ballpark comments, as it's entirely, would be significant.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Engineer.
Mr. Deal, I share Alderman's concern. I guess the question I have, is this a first-time rookie mistake, or has this happened before? Or?
At least one other time that I'm aware of.
So the owner should have been aware of the process.
Well, okay. For the record, I had a discussion with Mike Zimmerman. April of 2014, saying, Mike, you can't have that sign up there. It's illegal. Fill out the paperwork. Get a permit. That was for the original Hills Society. That's not your Hills Society's banner. Okay. So it was 2014.
There was that sign, Bill. And then there was the job sign. And now we got the Chick-fil-A sign. We got three signs that have been on the back.
Whatever.
It's okay. So they've, you know, he's made decisions to move forward,
yeah,
and not getting the proper.
Well, let's not. Let's
okay. But
any other questions for staff? Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, Joel. And when I got to read something into the record at the advice of the city attorney, I work for the company called Stantec Consulting LLC. One of our offices is actually going to be doing some work for the ballpark commons. I have no involvement with that work at this point in time, but I do want to state that for the record that I am working for Stantec. Stantec will be working for the ballpark commons, but again, I have no interest in that work from my standpoint as a water resource engineer for Stantec Engineering. That being said, just a couple of questions. I really agree with the alderman and the city engineer. Coming after the fact is something that I've been a supporter of The Rock for a long time. You can talk to your brother about that. This is really not something that's going to help move this forward. That being said, I always appreciate staff's efforts to write something into this agreement that makes it possible to reach some kind of consensus or compromise that both sides can come to some agreement. My understanding, having been on the Planning Commission for some time, that some of the concerns that residents nearby The Rock have are the lighting and the noise. The noise, I've taken a decibel meter around a couple times, and I've never noticed the noise to be above the city's ordinance. But other than that, the lighting, that's something that can be done here. I see that there's no illumination of siding. I understand your desire to have this lit at night. That's one of the hallmarks of we get into the shorter days, you're going to be losing that visibility of the sign, that loses that advertisement. I guess the question for staff, before I come back to you, Bill, is if we put some limits, I mean, I like the limits that you have here, but if we came up with no illumination after, let's say, 11 p.m., or could we add that as a stipulation? When we talk about the maximum banner size of 30 square feet, I would like to say let's not quibble about the banner size, but say the only banners that can be placed on The Rock are those that are on the baseball fencing. I think that's where they would like to put it. Let's just limit it to that. They can't do anything else. If they want to do other banners like of any type, they must come to us first. And if they do proceed to put up banners like that, as they have now without city approval, we should have a cease and desist order and have it removed. And also on the limit of 30 days, could we make that to 90 days or 120 days, or just come up with a limit that would be agreeable to the applicant. Again, I don't like the fact that we had this temporary signage up without getting permission, but again, I see value in this. I think my recommendation to you, Bill, would be to maybe withdraw this and take these signs down and come back at a later date if we want to get the bigger picture taken care of. I would support a compromise plan, but I'm getting the sense from other members of the commission that that might not be the case because, again, you have to follow the rules of the city. We've had these issues before with residents and others that we forced to make changes on their own property when they haven't followed the rules of the city. So if this works against you, what are going to be your recourses? What do you plan to do with the city if this doesn't come out in your favor?
Yeah, well, I think the end game is that we all agree sort of on the master signage. I think that's sort of what our goal is to do with everyone. What we do now until 6 months from now, you know, I'm in total sort of agreement into what we sort of recommend together. Whether that's because I know we've done the Hills Has Eyes banner for the past 4 years or so, you know, maybe we can allow that and then we table this discussion until we have the master signage and there's no signage on the backdrop until that point. Those are some initial thoughts for your question.
You take the thought, Mayor? On the ban, I mean, of all these items, I've talked about the illumination, maybe a limit on the illumination, but the maximum size of the banner to 30 square feet, is that something that you could live with a smaller size if we could come up with an agreement on a 30 by 30 or something along those lines? And again, limited to the baseball fencing, period. Does not get to be placed anywhere else on the Rock property except along those baseball fields.
Commissioner, if I may.
Sure.
30 square feet, 3 feet by 10 feet.
I know. I'm thinking 30 by 30, which gives them a little. They want something a lot bigger. They're looking, what's the size you got?
900 square feet.
Yeah.
60 by 20.
They've got 60 by 20 right now. So.
Yeah, 30 square feet would mean it would be difficult.
I'm just throwing out some areas. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a sense here. But I need to go on the record and put my two cents in because I'm going to vote against it. There's more to this than just helping out and doing a compromise. We've had complaints on the signs from constituents since the first Hills Has Eyes went up, which was 2012. At some points during these conversations, on multiple points, members of the ROC team have been notified that they're in violation. Nothing's happened. And that's been taken notice by constituents. And should we decide, nah, it's okay, let it happen, we've got that issue to contend with. Then our policies, procedures, and ordinances have no effect. As I mentioned earlier, I don't have an issue in the world with inside the park, inside-facing signage. That's your business. Because who can see it other than the people who paid to see it? No issues. But that outfield fence is really, regardless, Bill, of your definition, that's a billboard. But should this commission decide that you want to do a compromise, there needs to be additional. I don't believe we ought to do any lighting on the sign. We got lighting issues exactly in that neighborhood. There needs to be some language that deals with maintenance of the sign and tears and rips. No more than a 5-foot rip without being repaired. I mean, should you guys decide to move forward with a compromise, I would like to make an amendment. So. Is there an action on this item? Two motions in front of you.
I move we deny.
They got them. So the motion is to recommend denial of an ordinance to amend section 15-30442 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, to allow for, this is to deny the allowance of installation of signage on the ballpark fencing for the reasons set forth on page 3 of the Department of City Development report to the Plan Commission on this application. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Seconded.
Discussion of the motion? Alderman Dendria?
I just want to make sure that Bill understands. Does he have another kick at the can just because we're denying this request?
You can petition your government for anything you want. There's no prejudice here. Is that correct?
Correct.
City attorney's nodding up and down.
Okay. So just because you presented it at this format, this way, doesn't mean that you can't come back with another proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay.
By the way, in the society we have now, use of the word prejudice is a legal term.
Joel.
And he can still proceed if he wishes to go to the Common Council.
True. Ours is just a recommendation to the Common Council. Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to deny signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Mayor joins. Are you abstaining?
No.
Vote is four ayes, no noes, no two absent. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks.